The DA reiterates the UN Secretary General's utter condemnation of the abhorrent attacks by Hamas against Israeli towns and villages in southern Israel. While recognizing Israel's legitimate and immediate security concerns, we echo Antonio Guterres's call for all military operations to be conducted in strict accordance with international law. The DA reaffirms the principles outlined in Article 51 of the 1977 Protocol of the Geneva Conventions, which prohibits and regards as a war crime the carpet bombing of cities, towns, villages, or other areas containing a concentration of civilians. The utmost priority in all military operations should be the safeguarding of civilians. We therefore urge the exercise of maximum restraint where civilian populations are affected. Now is the time for political leaders from across the South African political landscape to actively unite on the basis of our shared constitutional values and to call for peace. Drawing on the lessons from our nation's negotiated settlement in 1994 that averted war and built peace, we encourage all South African religious and political leaders to come together and offer our mutual assistance in finding resolution to this conflict. The DA continues to support a viable and sustainable two-state solution based on the UN Security Council resolutions. We recognize Israel's right to defend itself and its people. We also recognize the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination. These two goals can be mutually compatible within the frame law of international law. South Africans must now unite in supporting a pathway to peace in the Middle East.